he takes care of the lilies in the field, he'll take care of you. Amen. And the Lord's going to take care of it. But listen, you know why? It's because he loves you this morning. If you got any question about that, you don't have to. The Lord loves you. Amen. And this song I'm going to sing this morning, it reminds me of when I was a kid, and I'm looking back on it, and it didn't seem like nobody was there, and it didn't seem like anybody cared. And the Lord sent some visitor, like Brother Danny's talking about, by my house, and took me to a little class on Wednesday night where they told me Jesus loves me. I'd never heard that before. And this is a song that a man used to sing in that church, and I don't know how, I just remember the words to it, and I've been singing it lately, and I hope it's a blessing. Amen. Consider the lilies, they don't toil nor spin, but there's not a king with more splendor than them. Consider the sparrows, they don't reap nor sow, they're fed by the Master who watches them grow. And we have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart that's full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know.
I like this.
Can I introduce you to this friend of mine? He hangs out the stars, tells the sun when to shine. He kisses the flowers each morning with dew. Oh, but he's not too busy to care about you, 'cause we have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart that's full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know. Consider the lilies, and then you will know.
Amen. Amen. Enjoy that good song. Say amen. That's a blessing. I love that song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Everybody give me attention now this morning. We'd like you to turn your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 32 as a starting place this morning. And then I'm going to ask you to give me your attention this morning as I try to bring you a message that the Lord gave me some time ago. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. This morning, I'll be preaching the hardest subject for a preacher to preach. The most terrible truth a person can imagine. That would be this: how I know there is a hell. How I know there is a hell. I want you to look at Deuteronomy 32 this morning. And Look at verse 22. Deuteronomy 32, verse 22. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with their increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I've been asked many, 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 many times how I know there's a hell. This is the big debate. People scorn, laugh at the Bible, make fun of Christians for hundreds, thousands of years because of our belief in hell. If what the Bible says about hell is true, there is nothing in this world you can do any greater or more important than help somebody get saved and stay out of hell. And I have no doubt in my mind about it when I say it like that. If what the Bible said about hell is not true, then everybody just do whatever you want to and hope you live healthy for a while and then die. That's the end of you. But the same Bible that tells us there's a heaven tells us there's a hell. The only way we know there's a heaven is the same way we know there's a hell. I want to bring you this message this morning. And I remember a man years ago went to hear the great infidel speaker, Robert Ingersoll. And you've heard of Robert Ingersoll. He was a famous atheist. And he used to stand up and give speeches around the country about how the Bible wasn't true and there was no God and there was no hereafter. And they sent an old guy about half drunk one day and come up, and Ingersoll was standing up on a platform, and a bunch of people had gathered around to hear him give speeches about how the Bible wasn't true and there was no hell. And this old man hollered out from the crowd and he said, "Make it good, Bob. There's a lot of us dependent on you. Make it good, Bob. There's a lot of us dependent on you." And what he meant was, we hope that you're right. Because if you're not right, when we die, and there is a hell, then that's where we're going when we leave this world. I'd like you to give me your attention this morning, and I, as a preacher, am going to tell you how I know there is a hell. One man said, there's no such place as hell. I've got more proof there is one than you've sure got that there's not. I have never, and you can ask anybody you want to prove it to us, that there's no such place as hell. I'm offering you mine this morning. Number one, the first and foremost reason that I know there's a hell, and this would make it through even if the other reasons didn't even exist, and that would be the Bible declares it. The Bible definitely, emphatically, dogmatically, clearly states and declares without apology that there is a hell below your feet this morning. Amos chapter number 9 even tells us where it's at. Let me just give you a few scriptures. 53 times in the Bible it says there's a hell. 53 times. Deuteronomy 32:22, as I just read to you, talks about the lowest hell, indicating there would be sections in hell. It's a bottomless pit. That means it's inside the earth. It has all sides and no bottom. The Bible talks about the sides of the pit. And the Bible talks about it being bottomless. It's round and it has no bottom. The Bible says in Job 26 and verse 6 that hell is naked before God. He sees it all. The Bible said in Psalm 9:17 that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Now, there's a group of people going around our country today call themselves Jehovah Witnesses. And they tell the whole world that there is no such place as hell. Now, you better listen this morning. If you won't hear this on TV or radio very much. You won't hear this in a contemporary church. You won't hear this in a mega church. There'll be no message on hellfire in a mega church. You won't hear it, so you better listen here today. You hear me today? It said the wicked shall be turned into hell. Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses say hell is the grave. Hell is the grave. If hell was only the grave, then Psalm 9:17, it has no meaning. He said the wicked shall be turned into, and if it's the grave, that don't mean nothing. Everybody's going to the grave, whether you're wicked or not. Good people, bad people, everybody goes to the grave. Psalm 9:17 said the wicked shall be turned into hell. There are no verses in the Old Testament that say a good person or a saved person goes to hell, only the wicked. So we know the Bible declares it. The Bible said in Psalm 9:18 that her guests, talking about the wicked woman or the way of the world, are in the depths of hell. The Bible said in Proverbs 15:24 that tells a young man, depart from her. Depart from her. Talking about that wicked lifestyle, the wife of a prostitute, or living in sin, is the gate and the way to hell. The Bible talks about in Ezekiel 31:16, I will cast him down to hell. Isaiah 5:14, it said hell hath enlarged herself. Had to go into a building program. We'll say more about that in a minute. Isaiah 14:9 said hell from beneath is moved to meet you at your coming. It just comes up and swallows people as they leave this world. The Bible says in Matthew 18:9, that you'd be better off to pluck your eye out than having two eyes, than to die without God and go to hell. There's no doubt about what the Bible said. But a person says, I just don't believe in hell. What you're saying is the Bible's wrong and I'm right. And a man said one time, he told some of his family, he said, I'm 70 years old. I've never seen hell. I've never seen no such place as hell. I don't believe there is such a place. And his little grandson said, Granddaddy, have you ever been dead yet? That's a good question, isn't it? You got all these college professors that have never been dead and never read the Bible, never been saved, deceiving a generation of young people, telling them there's no such place as hell, and we got a generation on their way there, only to wake up and find that what the Bible said is true. Listen, if you say there's no hell, you're saying the Bible's wrong, because the Bible declares there is a hell. Luke chapter 10:15 said they'll be thrust down to hell. Luke chapter 12:5, it said, fear not them which have power, have killed the body, and have power to cast both soul and body in hell. There again, if the grave is hell, listen to what that's saying. The Lord said, fear not them which can just kill the body, but after that, have no more that they can do. If hell is only the grave, that's another pointless statement. That's like saying now, if hell's the grave, that's like saying now, I can shoot you, or I can kill you. You don't have to be afraid of me. You better be afraid of them people that throw you in the grave. Well, that's ridiculous. That's your pallbearers. That's your people that let you down. He said, fear not him that can kill the body, but after that have no more. But rather fear him which after hath killed hath power to cast into hell. The biggest trick the devil's ever pulled on our generation is saying hell is a joke. Hell's not real. Hell has not real fire. God's too good. God wouldn't do that to somebody. He's too good to do that. The Lord would never do that. I'm telling you, the book of this Bible declares there is a hell. Are you listening to me? I'm not happy it's true, but I know that it is. I know it's true. 2 Peter chapter 2:4 said those angels are reserved in hell. Revelation chapter 20:13 said death and hell would be cast into the lake of fire. Hell is the temporary holding place on the inside of the earth, and then at the great white throne judgment, hell will be cast into the lake of fire. I want to say this morning, I know there's a hell because the Bible declares it. Now, if that Bible's true, you need to spend your life doing something to keep somebody else out of hell. That's why we run them buses. That's why we give the missions. That's why I preach on the radio. That's why we put it out on the internet. Because every man's going to die, and there's a hell after you leave this world if you're not saved by God's grace. So this man was mountain climbing, and as he was mountain climbing, he slipped and he fell, and he came down and he fell on this ledge, and he's on this rock ledge on the side of a cliff, and he just barely was hanging on, and he couldn't climb back up because it went like that, and he couldn't go down. There's a half a mile, and they run Somebody run like to try to get out of that wilderness and get help. Took him a day and a half. And he was on that rock ledge. He wound up staying on that rock ledge for 2 days. And he said that hot desert sun like to baked him to death. And he said that the extreme thirst, as that sun hit him, you know, stay out in the sun all day, you get thirsty. He said it burned his skin, he couldn't get away from it. His face was burned, his body was burned, and he said he wanted water so bad. He said, I never knew what it was to be thirsty till I laid on that ledge up for over 2 days. Finally, the rescue crews came. They somehow got up there, got him down, and they said he kept screaming, water, water. They brought him he killed a quart of water, and then drunk another quart. He drank almost a gallon of water before he could even quench his thirst. The thirst almost killed him. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said that rich man that died went to hell without God was over there, and you know what he was screaming? He said, send Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. Like that right there, just one drop of water. He said, put a drop on my tongue. I'm tormented in this flame. Ladies and gentlemen, it is no joke today. This is nothing to play with. Your soul will live forever in heaven or hell. The Bible said there's a hell. Number two, you know why I know there's a hell? The world suggests it. I said, number one, the Bible declares it. Number two, the world suggests it. Subconsciously, the world knows there's such a place. They know and even hope that hell is real for everybody but them. They don't agree with. Isaiah 28:15 said that they are in agreement with hell. Anybody in here who's ever worked on a construction job or any public job, you hear them talk about it all the time. It's hotter than hell out here. You have them tell the boss to go to hell. They're always telling me, subconsciously, it's down inside them that it's real. Isn't it funny that they say it ain't real, but they talk about it all the time? They'll say one thing for sure, he died and went to hell. And they're always telling, you couldn't watch TV probably 2 hours without hearing the word hell and damn to hell and in the wrong, over and over and over and over and over. You know why they talk about it? Because deep, deep down inside, they know it's got to be true. There is a hell. It's burning this morning. It's blistering this morning. There's people in hell right now that died last night in car accidents. They'll never get out. The Bible declares it. The world suggests it. It's in every movie. It's on the big screen. See you in hell. Rotten hell. I hope you rot. That's what they say on all the newscasts. I hope he rots in hell every day in every courtroom when a judge says he's innocent. The family sitting over here saying, I hope he goes to hell. They know it's real. They know it's real. They know it's real. I'm going to tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, the world attests to it. Nowhere do you find it more true than in music, rock music. I mean, it's full of it. Motley Crue. Forward to me, my mail in hell. They say, I'm going to hell, so when you get my mail, forward it to me. That's where I'll be. Madonna quotes, I'm going to ring my bell, I'm going to beat my drum, I'm going to ring my bell, and I don't give a blank if I go to hell. And her whole audience of tens of thousands of people are screaming, I don't give a blank if I go to hell. They laugh, they joke, and deep inside, oh, AC/DC, Bon Scott, who wrote the song Highway to Hell. And that song says, quote, no stop signs. That's what he said. No speed limits. Nobody gonna slow me down. I've got wheels and I'm gonna spin it. Ain't nobody gonna mess me around. Hey, Satan, pay my dues. I'm playing in a rocking band. Hey, mama, look at me. see, I'm on my way to the promised land. And then the band joins in, I'm on the highway to hell. And that has become an anthem for this generation. I'm all saying, yeah, we're going to party. We're going to get high. We're going to live our heart wrong. We're going to shack up. We're going to hell. And ain't nobody going to stop us. What you just heard ain't popular in our generation, but it's still true. One man come here the other Sunday, he said, oh, that's hellfire and damnation preaching. You're absolutely right. And a preacher don't preach on hellfire and damnation ought to be fired. Yeah. Jesus Christ, what's your idea of a preacher anyway? Somebody make you feel good and tell you how nice you are. I'm going to tell you this morning, the Bible declares it, the world suggests it. Metallica has a song that said, follow me, my child, just do as I say. Come on and obey. Jump in the fire. See you in hell, my friend. See you in hell, my friend. Rot in hell. Over and over and over and over. The world suggests it. I know there's a hell because the Bible declares it. I know there's a hell because the world suggests it. Number three, I know there's a hell because science confirms it. Did you know that every scientific discovery they make that's true never contradicts the Bible? Did you know real science don't contradict the Bible? So-called science does, and false science does, but real science, classified knowledge, that's what it means, never contradicts the Bible. And it was a scary time when scientists found out that the inside of the world was on fire. You know, if you just went out and dug a hole, the deeper you dig, the colder it gets. The ground's cold down there. You wouldn't think that. I mean, if people just made the Bible up, they wouldn't say it's on fire in the middle. They couldn't have known that thousands of years ago. But Amos said, though they dig into hell. Luke chapter 16 said the rich man died, went to hell. Paradise was in there. That was in the center of the earth. They saw each other. Jesus moved paradise when He rose from the grave, took it up to heaven, led captivity captive. That's why them Old Testament saints didn't go to heaven. They went to Abraham's bosom or paradise. Their sins had not been paid for. They'd just been covered. So when Jesus died on the cross, He emptied out paradise, took them up to heaven. Hell stayed down there. And that's exactly what science has now confirmed. They say that the center of the earth is liquid, hot, molten fire. You know what a volcano is? A volcano is hell belching. Just busting out once in a while. You know what an earthquake is? It's shaking! Science confirms it. If you're here this morning, you're not saved. I wouldn't trade places with you for every bit of money in Burke County or the world. I wouldn't walk out that door not knowing I saved for all the money in this world. Don't take that chance. Science confirms it. It's hotter than the sun. It's hot at liquid 8,500 degrees. You say, well, I believe you'll just burn up and that'll be the end of you. The rich man didn't burn up. He wouldn't have had time to carry on that conversation if he'd have burned up. Father, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of... You don't say that when you burn up. He'd have burned up in a split second if it's like a lot of people say. I used to try to tell myself that it wouldn't be forever. My mom used to go around the house and she'd sing, Lord, oh Lord, Lord, I want to go to heaven. Because hell's an awful place. And I remember thinking, surely it's not forever. Surely that can't be. That can't be forever. And I'd hear them old preachers get up, just like I'm doing today, and say, the Bible said, the worm dieth not. The fire's not quenched. The Bible said, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. You say, nobody's that bad. I haven't been that bad. I'm not that bad of a person. You reject God's Son. God let His Son die. By the way, if there's no hell that people go to when they leave here, why did Jesus even die? Why did He do all that? You say to save us. Save us from what? If there's no hell, the death of Christ was in vain. And buddy, when we wasn't joking, we was up here singing, He rescued me. I ain't messing around, buddy. I'm serious about this. You say, well, I don't believe it. Take your chances. I wouldn't take my chances against a book that's always predicts the future and never missed it one time, and there's never been a contradiction found in this book. Wouldn't take my chances. Last, and I'm through. I said, number one, I know there's a hell because the Bible declares it. Number two, I know there's a hell because the world suggests it. Number three, I know there's a hell because science confirms it. And number four, I know there's a hell because dying sinners attest it. The testimony of sinners. You ever heard of Voltaire? You ever heard how atheists die? Years ago, people used to die like they live. Now they got them everybody doped up, you know. They're not even in the right mind. And they just go on into hell and don't even realize they're sick. So a lot of times, right straight in the hospital of hell. But years ago, people died like they lived. And they said, atheists, you could hear them screaming. Old Voltaire, he said, is there anything you can do for me? And the doctor said, there's nothing we can do for you. He said, then I shall go to hell and you're going to go with me. Sir Francis Newport was the head of an infidel club. As that man was dying, he screamed, you need not tell me there's no hell. I feel my feet slipping into the fire. Cease your idle talk about there being hope for me. I'm lost forever. He died without God. You've heard me tell this story. About a young man. They said a preacher is out knocking on doors, just like he was yesterday. He said his preacher's knocking on doors. Somebody come to the door, he'd try to witness to him. Somebody come to the door and he'd give him a little piece of literature and try to witness to him. And he knocked on this door and nobody didn't come. Nobody didn't come. And he heard a voice around the corner say, over here, over here. And he looked and around the corner of the house here, there's a car jacked up on a jack, and he saw a pair of blue jeans and tennis shoes sticking out. And this boy crawled out from under that car, and he had grease on his face, and he's up under that old car working on it. He said, can I help you? And that preacher bent over that boy, and he said, I'm Pastor so-and-so. I pastor the church down here. Son, we'd like to invite you to church and tell you about your best friend, Jesus. And he said, that boy laid that tool down. He'd been listening to these rock music messages, and he'd been getting his beliefs from MTV instead of the Bible. He said, listen, quoting Kathy Griffin and that Penn guy and all them atheists and Richard Dawkins and Bill Maher and all them, and he looked at it and he said, you take your God and your Bible and go on down the street with it. He said, I'm 17 years old. He said, I got my whole life ahead of me. He said, leave me alone, preacher. Go on down the road. And the preacher said, now, son, we don't know. I mean, just because you're 17 years old, he said, I don't want to hear it. And he let out a string of words and said, you go on down the street. So the preacher did. He said, I'll see you. He went down the street knocking on doors like that. He got on down there at the end of the block. When he got way down there at the end of the block, he was down there talking to some people, and all of a sudden he heard sirens about 20 minutes later. And he saw an ambulance go around, saw a police car go around, and all the neighbors was coming out looking. And everybody was looking, seeing where them things was going. And he ran up the street like that, and they pulled into that driveway. And that jack, as they do sometimes, that old jack slipped out, and that car fell on that boy. And that car killed him. He never even knew what hit him. 17 years old. And the last thing anybody ever heard him say was, you can take God and the Bible and go on you know where with it. I'm 17 years old. I'm living like I want to live. And he never seen another day. I'm going to tell you this morning, friend, what we're doing here this morning, this ain't play. This ain't joke. I know there's a hell. I know there's a hell because the Bible says it. I know there's a hell because the world suggests it. I know there's a hell because science confirms it. And I know there's a hell because dying sinners attest it. I could tell you story after story. I have a book in my office right over there. Dying words of saints and sinners. Over and over and over and over. People scream saying, "Don't let me burn. Don't let me burn." I'm going to ask you a question this morning. If you knew you had to die today, where would you go? It's heaven or hell. There ain't no in-between. There's no purgatory. There's no in-between spot. It's heaven or hell. Jesus Christ paid the price so you could be saved and go to heaven. I'd get it settled if I was you. Really quick. Really quick. You don't know how long you've got. Let's stand by our head for prayer.